DW.
Combined pledges to cut emissions as outlined in the Paris Accord are not sufficient to keep the world to below 2 degrees warming, let alone 1.5. It's hoped that the climate talks in Bonn can spur countries to boost their emissions targets to avoid the frightening prospect of a world that's 3 degrees warmer. Facilitating the negotiations is UNFCCC Executive Secretary Patricia Espinosa, a Mexican politician and diplomat. Ahead of the climate conference, I sat down with Espinosa at the headquarters here in Bonn, the site of COP23, and I asked her if she thinks the 1.5 degree target is still possible.
It definitely is still possible. We are seeing a transformation in many areas of our societies at a pace that we had not imagined just a few years ago. And at the same time, new solutions are coming into the picture. It is possible, but it requires really a very important political will. It requires action by each and every person in each and every society.
And that is the goal here. It's not 2 degrees, it's 1.5.
We need to be ambitious. So yes, I would say we need to go towards 1.5.
Many climate scientists argue we need to get to zero emissions or even negative emissions in the coming decades. Do you think that that is actually achievable?
Well, there is a lot of discussion about new and innovative solutions for that, how to get carbon emissions out of the atmosphere as well. I think that we have to go toward climate neutrality. I think that we have to be open and let ourselves be surprised by new developments. And if we really can find a way of going into a negative emission world, it should be welcomed. It's still not very clear whether that's 100% possible or not, but I certainly applaud all the efforts that intend to bring us into that direction.
And the climate math shows that we will have spent our carbon budget within a decade. Time is running out for us to transition away from fossil fuels. Have we reached a point where we have no choice but to consider other alternatives?
Well, I believe that we need to be open to all alternatives. We need to, however, always bear in mind that any solution has to be reliable, has to be safe, has to really be done in a way that it does not represent a threat to people.
Climate experts say a lack of political will and the influence of fossil fuel lobbyists are the biggest barriers to achieving the goals of the Paris Accord. What is your plan as UN climate chief for dealing with these obstacles?
I think that the fact that we have today, less than 2 years after the Paris Agreement was adopted, already 169 countries that have ratified, which is really a record number for a multilateral treaty like this, does show that there is political will, because ratification implies that countries need to really get the agreement of the political forces of all these countries. At the same time, we are seeing also a very rapid development in turning to renewable sources of energy. And this is happening also because the prices of technologies, of other technologies, are going down. So we are seeing now a world where in many countries, in many places of the world, new and renewable sources of energy are competitive to fossil fuels. So I would say that the role of the UN is not really to try to content any specific constituency or community, but is rather to provide a platform where everybody comes together looking at a very specific objective, which we have in the Paris Agreement, and then try to find solutions where all those different situations really can be resolved and actions can be aligned towards that objective.
The NDCs submitted by countries are not sufficient to meet the global warming target of 2 degrees. NDCs are not legally binding. How can ambition be ratcheted up in time, and how can the UNFCCC ensure transparency and accountability?
making the Paris Agreement fully operational, which means also that all the machinery that is established under the Convention and the Paris Agreement in order to support developing countries in complying with their commitments in this area needs to be fully in place by 2018. So I do believe that the more the developing world will have access to those mechanisms, to that kind of support from developed countries, we have a better chance of increasing ambition, of having a revision of the NDCs in order to increase the goals. We need to have that anyway by 2020.
So the solution to climate change is really quite simple. Stop releasing carbon dioxide into the air. So why do you think it's so hard for people to get their head around the topic of climate change? And why has action been so slow?
Well, it sounds easy, but it's not really easy. And also, since the Industrial Revolution, the world has developed and evolved in a way that is very intensive in carbon emissions. So it's really a huge transformation. I believe that the very frequent extreme weather events that we are now experiencing in different parts of the world are helping in raising awareness. But now there is an important part that we need to do in order to explain why that is linked to climate change, to global warming. So we need to bring the issue much nearer to the personal life.
DW.